We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fan. And talking about the Browns. What else are we talking about? Most of the day here today. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Browns tight end Austin Hooper, along with Arian May from the Austin Hooper Foundation. And we're going to get into that. Austin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you guys on with us. Before we get into football, tell us about what's going on. I know you're doing an online auction to raise money for foster kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're different memorabilia is on the site. I mean, my foundation is about the foster kids, so more specifically once they age out of the foster care system. So it's just a great way to give back to the local community.
Austin has been a just terrific partner with us from the second that he came to Cleveland. His passion for the foster care children that we serve and beyond is truly extraordinary, and that we are completely honored and flattered and privileged to be the recipient of the proceeds of this auction. And I can tell you that every single raffle ticket purchase, every bid on the auction items and experiences made, and every donation literally will change a kid's life. And we're so grateful to partner with him.
Austin, tell us why foster kids? Why is this the road you went down here?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously before I time with Cleveland, I was in Atlanta, and my friend's dad, his best friend, rest in peace, James Shepherd, had the Shepherd Foundation down there in Atlanta. And one of the kids that he was working with was in a wheelchair. He was grew up in the foster care system. So it was just, I got to get to know the kid's name, Chiron, just got to have dinners with him and kind of hear his story. And then he told me just how it was. And I was like, wow, this is a super broken system. As soon as I got the opportunity to really do something with it, ended up signing here, found the Ohio Guidestone people, and just it was a perfect partnership.
Very cool. Austin Hooper, Browns tight end with us. Austin, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but let me tell you something. This is a big week, and you are my starting tight end on my fantasy team. Forget the blocking this week, Austin. I need a lot of points. Will you come through for me, please?
I love
Isn't that annoying when people ask that?
People act like I'm a play caller.
I'm just teasing.
Like, I just do what they tell me to do.
I know. I'm just teasing. It's got to be so annoying when people bring that up, right? Is it really irritating?
Yeah, I mean, especially last year, I was like the number one scoring tight end in fantasy.
That's right.
I don't know, like five catches. But, we're winning, so that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Austin, what's it like being on this team, 8-3, the vibe? Like, what's the locker room like? And it's different with COVID, obviously, with, the way the season has gone and all that stuff. But how much fun are you having, I guess I should say?
Yeah, it's different, right? Like, because normally the way you get close to the team is by, grabbing some drinks or, going over somebody's house who has a movie room, and just that's how you really build that team close camaraderie, just that tight team experience. But obviously with things the way they are and the challenges that we all have to face every day, things are different. So I mean, it's still fun, it's still awesome, but it's a very different team experience. that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Talking with Austin Hooper, especially challenging for you because it's your first year here. I mean, the guys that have been here before, at least they kind of, right, they have that camaraderie already. I know you developed that relationship, and we talked to you right around the time you signed, and you spent some time with Baker. But, yeah, it's got to be just crazy. I mean, you see what's going on. Look what happened with the Ravens and Steelers this week. That was nuts.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, no. You know, let my tight end room love the guys, but, you know, we can't get together outside the room. Love my quarterback, but we can't, you know, get together outside of the building. So it's, you know, strange being a new guy in this atmosphere. But, you know, I'm doing the best I can and, you know, fitting in with the team.
What's Baker like?
I mean, he's a tremendous competitor, a lot of energy, good leader, and has a live arm.
Yeah. Has it been, you know, like you mentioned, a year like this with COVID and not being able to hang out with the guys and stuff like that, has there been more maybe on Baker's plate to be a leader and step up in a season like this?
It's a good question. I don't really know. Obviously, not being on the team last year, I don't know what was happening in the past compared to what it is now. But all I know is his approach this year and his approach is, you know, it's out of professional. You know, can take all the criticism, can lead by, you know, both with his words and by example. So I've been very impressed with what he's been doing so far.
We're talking with Browns tight end Austin Hooper. Austin, when you, like, as we watch the games and we see Nick Chubb has more 20-yard runs than any player in the NFL, and he's only played 7 games, and we watch him and we're like, oh, my God, this guy's ridiculous. As a player playing with him, do you say, oh, my God, this guy's ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, he's super, super talented. I was with Devontae Freeman down in Atlanta when he was going through his Pro Bowl years, and he was super talented. But, yeah, I mean, the duo we have down here is definitely special.
How about the offensive line you play with there? I mean, this has got to be one of the better offensive lines in all of football, and certainly, you know, the emergence of Teller. You know, he's a road grader in there, and he's kind of a nasty dude as well.
Question or statement?
No, more of a statement, I guess. What are your thoughts on playing with those guys? And I guess Teller too. I mean, is he as nasty as he seems and when he talks and the way he plays?
I mean, super good dude, just like everyone else in locker room, off the field. But, yeah, on the field, he's an animal. I mean, that's what you want your guard to be. You want him to just, you know, maul people.
Austin, before I let you go, tell us again about the charity auction and how people can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Ohio Guidestone. And I just remind people, you know, this is a tough time for all of us, but, you know, we've got to really focus on what's important. And that's just really giving back to local local community. And that's something I have a passion for. And along with the Ohio Guidestone program, they're allowing my, you know, vision to actually affect, you know, young lives in a positive way.
Yeah, so I'm going to pitch in, chime in here. You can go on to Ohio Guidestone's website. So under events, and you will see front and center the Austin Hooper Foundation online auction. Click on that link. Click go here after you learn a little bit more about the auction, and you can begin the registration process. If you visit us on social, Austin on social, we talk a little bit more about the registration process. But once you get in there, we want you to start buying raffle tickets immediately. They have the chance to win one-of-a-kind cleats for a cause, game-worn cleats this Sunday, which, of course, we will win. We have no doubt. And they'll be signed by Austin post-game. I want to let you know how generous the community has been, how generous Austin and his teammates have been. We have one-of-a-kind memorabilia, experiences, and again, we're in a time right now where we're totally disconnected. We are relying on virtual connections, and people who are passionate and want to give feel disabled. I'm telling you, this is a partnership. You are partnering with Austin. His passion, his selflessness, and his giving heart toward the foster care community And every single donation, bid, and raffle ticket purchase will change a life. And we are forever grateful for this partnership.
Austin, Aaron, we appreciate the time. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All right, take care. We'll take a break. We come back. We've got some NFL picks, some final thoughts on the Browns and Buckeyes on a Thursday show. More of your calls as well coming up on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.